some people use the ox. But I don't believe I ever had a steer that we worked, so most of this mules for hard labor.
It's not horses, though.
Yeah, I owned a horse one time. But I
let me correct you on this.
Okay.
Daddy, way back yesterday, I've been living with him for 90-something years. Mm-hmm. No, he's 81 years old, and I'm just 45.
Got
the same name he got, but he used to have a horse down here named Old Maud.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ben used to plow her.
Uh-huh.
And we made a crop where Daddy was working for mechanic work.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere else.
I see.
He was out working on a damn public job while we was making a living.
Okay.
But we had corn, fodder, and even cotton.
He told me about the cotton.
We picked it too.
How about the kind of thing you'd crack over an animal to make it move?
Yep.
All right. Now I want to ask you about some sacks and bags. What do you call a loosely woven sack or bag that you might put 100 pounds of potatoes in?
Yeah, some people call it a
crow sack. Yeah, okay.
I call it a toe sack, but they call it.
Okay. How about these things that sugar used to come in? Those things that the sugar would come in, that white. They used to sometimes make clothing out of it.
Yeah.
I was stationed at Schofield Barracks, Hawaii. Command Pacific.
Yeah.
All right. And me and this old sergeant camp, even Cedar Town over here.
Yeah.
And we were riding down there, and there was a guy named the U.S. Roster. So he said, that's probably U.S. sack drawers laid up there. I hang it up all the life.
Yeah.
We used to make sure it was a damn U.S. sack.
Is a U.S. sack different? Is a U.S. sack different from a toe sack?
No.
Same thing, huh?
Same.
Now, how about if it's made of paper?
I just call paper bags.
Okay.
They look baggy.
Mm-hmm. Now you were telling me before about the about your father having a mill, running a mill. What did you call the amount of corn that you take to the mill at one time?
I believe it was 1/8.
Mill took his toll.
That was the toll. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then, was that? Did you use the expression to turn a corn?
Yeah, they call it a turn, taking whatever they can put in the bag and take. They call that a turn.
Okay. Did you ever use the term a grist?
Grits
would be that.
That's done with a manufactured process to coarse meal.
Yeah. What did you call it before when it was just had the
called it corn.
Yeah. when you had the husk off the kernel. Took it off and lie sometimes.
I'm trying to get the picture there. Well, before you took the husks off, it just shelled corn.
Yeah.
And then they would pour it in the hopper and take the toll, grind it through, and meal was supposed to weigh 60 pounds in grain, 48 when it's processed.
How about hominy?
Oh yeah, that there is. They take rye and eat the husk off of it, go to husk.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, skin on the corn.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you met your friend over there.
And then they'd boil it. And just take the shirt off the corn, and wipe it in on. Good, that's delicious.
And what's that called?
Pony.
Okay. Now, what kind of lighting did you have?
Kerosene.
Okay.
Candle sometimes.
Did you ever make a lamp? With something like a Coke bottle, you put some kerosene in it and a rag in the top.
Yeah.
Well, you use that to make liquor with.
Yeah, right. I was talking about that in a little while. So what did you call something like that?
Well,